Last time I saw one of those, it was dangling from the belt of Jedi Master Zhu Piché, he told Leia. Her expression turned quizzical.
What?
What's going on?
Han said, glancing from Jeddak to his wife.
Tell him, 3PO.
C-3PO raised an arm and pointed to Post.
Captain Solo, he was the one responsible for jamming communications and shutting me down, with the help of a nasty little slicer droid, I might add.
Han stared at Post and Jeddak.
You two are in league with those ship thieves?
Jeddak shook his head.
We're more like members of the opposing team.
Unholstering his blaster, Han stepped toward the table. Behind him, Leia deactivated the lightsaber and sat with Alana at the engineering station.
What's your real name?
Han asked Post.
Flitcher Post, he said quietly. And I'm really sorry about...
And yours?
Han cut him off, glaring at Jeddak.
Tob Jeddak.
Nodding toward Post, he said,
He's only involved because I dragged him into this.
Then you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Jeddak exhaled through his nostrils and sat back on the couch.
Remember in the restaurant when I told you I had no idea who owned the Falcon before the Nar Shada crime boss? I was lying.
He tapped himself on the chest.
I piloted the ship before he had it.
Han's eyebrows formed a V.
When was that?
Well, about 72 years ago. It was called the Stellar Envoy back then.
Han laughed.
What, did you fly in your diapers? There's no way you're that much older than me.
Oh, I am, Solo. By a good 25 standard years.
Han stared at him.
That would put you close to 100.
Jeddak nodded.
Don't I know it. Who is the Jedi you mentioned?
Leia asked suddenly.
A Kadasa Nikto of the Old Order. Master Shay was present when I received my final orders regarding the stellar, the Falcon.
Han looked at Leia.
Are you following this?
Leia didn't answer him.
When and where was that?
She asked Jeddak.
The Senate Annex. The year you were born, if I'm not mistaken.
Leia folded her arms.
You're not mistaken, but that isn't exactly classified information.
Is any of this on the level, Jeddak?
Han said.
All of it.
You're just a 100-year-old pilot who's still in love with the Falcon, is that the idea?
I won't deny loving the ship, Solo. But the truth is, I don't want her. I want the secrets she's safeguarding.
Alana hurried from the engineering station before Leia could grab her.
What secrets?
She said, wide-eyed with anticipation. Jeddak looked from her to Han.
That transponder your dad's holding? I think it was installed on the Falcon by Master Shay, just before I took off on what I thought was going to be the Falcon's final mission.
The Jedi sent you on this mission?
Leia said. Jeddak shook his head.
The outfit I worked for was known as the Republic Group.
The covert loyalist organization?
The same, Princess Leia. I worked for them for 10 years, carrying out all kinds of missions with this very ship. My orders on that day in the Annex were to deliver it to an Antarian ranger on T'Prawa, a woman named Foley, who was going to look after the ship from that point on. The thing is, I never made it to T'Prawa. Clone pilots pursued me off Coruscant, and the ship took a hit from a Republic cruiser laser. My partner and I made a last-instant jump to Nar Shada, but we reverted without the ability to maneuver.
Jeddak paused briefly.
We collided with a bulk cruiser. My partner died.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jeddak,
Han said.
But I'm still waiting to hear where you've been for the past 60 or so years.
In a coma, Jeddak said evenly. In a med center near Nar Shada for the first couple of decades, and at Aurora Medical for the rest.
We were just there,
Alana said.
Jeddak nodded. Talking to Dr. Parley Thorpe, the way I figure it. But I don't think she has anything to do with this.
To do with what?
Leia said.
The game of hide-and-seek I've been playing with Lestra Oxic. He's the one who had me move from Nar Shada to Aurora, and he's had his underlings chasing me ever since I woke up. Those two joyriders back on Vaced, they belong to him. So does the doctor who supervised my rehabilitation, Dr. Sampa.
We spoke with him,
Leia said.
Parley even mentioned you.
Jeddak mulled it over.
That explains how Oxic put two and two together, about the Stellar Envoy and the Falcon.
He looked up at Han.